Now, a special series this week on the hopes and economic realities of many of those Americans who voted for President Trump. Three reports will take us to Erie County, Pennsylvania, Central Valley, California, and the coal towns of West Virginia. The president made economic promises in each of these places that helped him win. Filmmakers with PBS's Frontline went to these areas looking for personal stories. Our first report is set in coal country in West Virginia and profiles two miners we spoke with after the election. It's part of How the Deck is Stacked, NewsHour's collaboration with Frontline and Marketplace in conjunction with the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
I've been a registered Democrat all my life, but I crossed over this year. I voted for Donald Trump because he promised to help the coal miner. And for this region, we need help. There's good men out here just walking the streets. Their families are getting desperate. Welfare can't keep people forever. These men need to go back to work.
So I just left parts of Virginia and West Virginia, and the coal industry is decimated. The miners are out of work. They're totally out of work. I mean, there will be no such thing as coal in this country pretty soon. What we're going to do, folks, is going to be so special. We're going to bring back our jobs. We are going to be America first. We are going to make America great again.
Is that loud enough?
For you must toil with the pick and the drill, and sweat for your bread in that hole in Oak Hill that goes down.
I really want to be a coal miner. Always have been, ever since I was in high school. Everybody had their dreams about being a basketball player, a football player. I always just wanted to be a coal miner.
A lot of confusion to start. But after about an hour, the teams and the command center and everybody, they start getting a little more serious about it. And then they start working the problem.
The only thing that I really give him thought about is Trump getting in office and going back to work. My American dream would just be to watch my kids grow up happy and healthy. That's the only thing I could ever ask for. I didn't have anything very long, you know. Not a whole lot anyway. Didn't make enough, didn't work long enough. They said that things went dry. It made it really, really hard to take care of a baby and a wife.
Since the election, a lot of lights have came on in mining.
Compressed oxygen is that it doesn't feel like you're breathing air, but you are. It's just a chemical reaction. When I first started in mine, this is what I had right here. Little W65 drag line.
Most of them have a job waiting on them, or they wouldn't be here to spend that money.
Getting outside with nobody hurt. Now that's what pays the bills and pays it the right way. And we don't want no blood on that cup. Nobody does.
What year is this truck?
14.
14?
I just got it 2 months before I got laid off.
So you need to hurry and get back to work. Yeah.
I guess I basically seek it because it's hard work. And I've always been a fan of hard work. It's the way I was brought up. Family man, I guess. What are you doing, buddy? Callie, she's 4 days old. She's just born on Friday. Colton, he'll be 2 in February. My father never was really there through the picture, you know. I've only got to meet him twice. I never would let my kids down. I always told myself that.
Whoa.
Their family's
nutty. Mm-hmm. Coal mining, I don't think it's that risky. My family's done it for generations, but I think it's well worth it. You know, there's risk in everything you take.
Because your response could save a life. In this program,
respirable dust is on the test. You can't see that with your naked eye. The dust you see, you'll cough up. It gets caught in your throat and in your nose and in your mouth. If we'll do our job, we can eliminate black lung. It's something you don't want as part of your check.
Yeah, you can do that. I can get the check. hate to take such deep breaths there, but I really need to.
Coal mining's a rough job. I was very seldom off. I worked 6 days a week and sometimes seven. I worked 16 hours a day instead of eight. When I first went into mines in 1969, the risk factor of black lung diseases wasn't mentioned a whole lot.
Yeah.
I was one of them young coal miners. I'd never get it. Nah, not me. I mean, it happens to a lot of these older miners, but not me. That's what I thought.
Try to walk too fast.
The doctor told me, he said, you've contacted it. Now you need to do something about it. But buying a home, buying two automobiles, had my daughter in school. You couldn't go out and just quit work and go hunt a job somewhere in another field that you wasn't even trained for. So you just had to keep working. You had to keep going until one day you realize, hey, I done went too far. Our new administration is talking about repealing Obamacare and doing away with Obamacare and starting a new one. And one of our greatest fears now is if you take the provisions out for the coal miners, I spent 4.5 years in litigation to get my black lung benefit started. I wouldn't want my wife to spend 4.5 years trying to get her started if something were to happen to me. Realizing a lot of coal mines were shut down. They filed bankruptcy, but taking a man's benefits shouldn't be part of that.
But it's okay. It'll be okay.
And everything that was promised unto him to go to work should be there waiting on him when he gets ready to retire without any controversy. He earned that. I thought I was 10-foot tall and bulletproof. Didn't take long for me to realize I wasn't. Now I find myself as a 69-year-old broken-down coal miner. I think it's going to be the one to take me out. In the end, they could say, well, this man died of black lung.
Easy. You got to be easy with Sissy. She's new, bubby. If it picks up and it starts booming, that's probably all I'll do for the rest of my life. Until I retire, anyway. I'd love to do that. Be a coal miner, support my family, make good money, you know, have something in life.
I cherish the days I got to spend with my dad and work with him. I miss him. I really do. Those memories I wouldn't want taken away. And if I could give any advice to any young miner right now, I'd say run. Find you another occupation. When you see a coal mine, turn around and go the other way. Just go. Leave.
For a look at the full-length film, you can go to the NewsHour website. That's at pbs.org/newshour.